Many people know TikTok for its fun and lighthearted videos, but behind the scenes, thousands of people work every day to remove violent and sexually explicit footage from the app. And now two of those workers are suing TikTok. They say that TikTok did not protect them from the emotional toll of their jobs. One of those workers spoke with NPR's Bobby Allen.
Ashley Velez is a 36-year-old mother of two in Las Vegas. Last year, she took a job with TELUS International. It's a firm that TikTok uses to review thousands of videos every day flagged as being a potential problem. In training, Velez says the job was pitched to her this way.
Basically, that we were going to be like a front line of defense, like to protect mainly children.
But when she started, it was far more distressing than what she expected.
We would see death. We would see just graphic pornography. I've seen people get shot in the face. I cried for 2 hours straight watching a kid get beaten so badly. And he wasn't fighting back, and it was just horrible.
Video after video of some of the worst things she's ever seen in her life, with only 25 seconds to decide whether they violated TikTok's rules. She was doing this work alone at home, and she had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, so she couldn't even talk about it with her family. Team meetings with her colleagues were focused on daily quotas.
When they grouped us, it was to tell us our stats. It wasn't really to like, hey, are you guys doing okay? Is everybody okay?
She asked about mental health counseling, but she said what was offered didn't help.
If you opt into that, you can set up a meeting with the counselor, but it's 30 minutes, tell them who you are, and then they're moving on to the next person.
This week, Velez and another content moderator filed a lawsuit seeking class action status. It alleges that TikTok and its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, have not done enough to protect the company's thousands of content moderators. They are represented by the same law firm that in 2020 won a $52 million settlement for Facebook moderators. Adam Kovacevic is a former Google executive who now runs the Chamber of Progress, a lobbying group backed by big tech.
These are difficult jobs. They involve reviewing upsetting content. And many of the big companies have provided, as a standard matter, counseling breaks.
In statements, TikTok and the contractor TELUS say they do everything they can to make sure they're running safe and caring work environments. TikTok moderators are offered optional therapy, but the lawsuit says the company could do even more for these workers, like having artificial intelligence to partially blur especially graphic content or superimposing a grid over violent video so the whole picture isn't taken in. Kovacevic says AI systems do catch a lot of bad content,
but those only work to a certain point, partly for cultural reasons and partly for context. There are sometimes things get removed by an algorithm that shouldn't be removed. And so we're at the point in the technology where we really do still need human moderators.
Velez's lawsuit is asking for TikTok to fund a program to provide medical support for current and former moderators. The suit says suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after this line of work is common. She says the next time you send a friend a hilarious TikTok that's gone viral, think of all the out-of-sight moderators working long hours with very few breaks, keeping a flood of disturbing content off everyone's feed.
I'm very glad that that's all that they get to see and that's all that they think there is to TikTok, because it has to go through somebody and somebody has to suffer and see that for them to be able to not have to see it.
She quit the job after just 6 months. TikTok is now used by more than 1 billion people around the world. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.